Hello, my name is Daniel Silverstone, and I've been working in and around open source software for over 25 years. In this talk, I'll aim to cover a brief introduction to safety argumentation documentation. We will define what requirements, acceptance, and verification criteria are. We'll have a talk about rendering verification criteria as scenarios. We'll have a go at turning some argumentation into scenarios. And finally, we'll cover what subplot is, and thus how it might help with all of this. The term expert is bandied around a little too freely in the world these days, I feel. While I know some of the safety community language, and I'm familiar with some of the arguments and discussions going on, I am not an expert. I am employed by CodeThink, and I will be using an example of theirs in this talk, but I am not here for CodeThink, and this talk is not sponsored by CodeThink. However, thanks are due to a few of my colleagues, particularly Paul Albertella and Sean Mooney, for helping me with the safety content in this talk. Thanks are also due to my free software partner in crime, Lars Vitsenius, who is the other half of the Subplot project currently. So I see a problem in software safety. Namely, that we are not seeing automated validation of assertions in safety argumentation. And I would like to talk to you about one way that I see of improving the situation. But first, let's define what a safety case is. ISO 26262 says that the purpose of a safety case is to provide a clear, comprehensive, and defensible argument, supported by evidence, that an item is free from unreasonable risk when operated in an intended context. There are three principal parts to this: the safety goal and its related safety requirements, the safety argument, and ISO 26262 refers to the work products, which are the evidence. Since ISO 26262 says that work product equals evidence, you can end up with quite a bewildering situation to try to navigate. Evidence could be anything from test suite results to an indication of a document being reviewed and so on. This becomes particularly